Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee.
And my name's Peter.
And the Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into radio plays. Peter, tell me about today's story.
Today's story we performed way back in 2013. It was written by a then pre-kindergartner named Mary Wavery. And this story is called Secret Agent Pat P.E. Eaves.
Peter, like we always do, let's hear the original story that Mary sent in to us.
Read it.
Hi, my name is Pat P.E. Eaves. My mission? Stop the evil annoyance. This is top secret, so you can't tell anyone. That's the first spy rule. Trust no one. Let's go meet my colleagues before we start our mission. There's Bob Furapples, Kitty Von Meow, Bill Sixpensive, and many more. My boss's name, well, I can't tell you that or else. Mission launch in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch! We are in our mission, right, Kitty? I think so. Bill, can you confirm that? Yep. Well, here comes the EA headquarters, so be prepared to be annoyed. Music from It's a Small World comes on, faint and growing louder. Brace yourselves! Music stops. Glad that's over. Oh, why are you listening to every word I say, for Pete's sake? Pat, you don't look so good. It's the EA! We have to face them! They are making me have pet peeves! Well, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I will turn their power on themselves and make them annoyed, defeat them, and walk away a hero, says to EA. Stop looking at me. EA covers ears. What are you doing that for? EA is annoyed. We give up. Another day, another triumph. The end.
Wow. That's an action story.
So much action.
I can't wait to hear the adaptation.
Well, let's do it. From Mary Wavering, here is Secret Agent Pat P.E. Eaves.
Hello, friends. My name is Pat. Pat P.E. Eaves.
Whoa! Your name is Pat Peeves?
No! It's Pat! Pat P.E. Eaves!
Oh, because it sounds a lot like...
Yeah, I know. It sounds like Pet Peeves, and the fact that it sounds like Pet Peeves is my pet peeve!
I just gotta know, you got a pet named Peeves?
No! Get out of here! I'm trying to tell a story!
Oh, whoa! Sorry! Bye, Pat!
It's Pat! Anyway, as I was saying, I'm Pat, P.E. Eaves. My mission? Stop the evil annoyance. This is top secret, so you can't tell anyone. That's my first spy rule. Trust no one. First, before we start our mission, let's meet my colleagues. We have Bob. Bob Furapples.
Meow and hello. Bob Furapples here.
We have Kitty Von Meow.
Va, 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 meow. Kitty Von Meow reporting for duty.
And then there's Bill. Bill Sixpensive.
Me? I'm Bill Sixpensive. I don't know about this, guys. What is this mission going to cost?
And then there's my boss. My boss's name is, well, I can't tell you that. Or else. Okay, team, is everyone ready?
Let's do this thing.
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, everyone into the rocket ship. We're going to Evil Annoyance Headquarters, location of all things evil and annoying.
Maybe I should stop at the restroom before we take...
No time! Mission launch in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch! We are in our mission, right, Kitty?
I think so.
Bill, can you confirm that?
Yep.
Bob, status update.
Look right ahead, team. Our ship is now approaching the Evil Annoyance Headquarters. Buckle up and prepare to be annoyed.
What is that awful song?
You are now entering Evil Annoyance Headquarters.
Oh, that song is driving me crazy.
It's coming from the Evil Annoyance.
I'm feeling highly irritated.
Brace yourselves to be annoyed. We're getting sucked into the Evil Annoyance Headquarters. Where are we?
I don't know, but something about it is just so annoying.
Well, at least that song stopped playing.
Glad that's over.
I'm glad that's over, too.
Stop copying me! Are you listening to every word I say, for Pete's sake? Oh, sorry, I'm just so annoyed.
Calm down there, Bill. We're all on the same ship.
Oh, Pat, you don't look so good.
It's the Evil Annoyance. The EA! That song annoyed me so much! We have to face them! They are making me have pet peeves! Me, Pat P.E.Eves!
They're making you have your own name?
No!
No, because it sounds a lot like...
Gah! I know it sounds like that! I'm so annoyed right now!
Hold it together, Pat!
We can't all panic!
We need you!
You're right. I gotta stay strong and overcome the Evil Annoyance. When life gives you lemons, you make... that's right. Lemonade! I will turn their power on themselves and make them annoyed, defeat them, and walk away like a hero.
That's the spirit?
Let's go! I'll start by staring at Evil Annoyance in an annoying way. Hey, EA, over here!
What? Hey, stop looking at me like that! Get away from me! What are you doing now?
I'm not touching you!
Well, I know you're not touching me, but that doesn't mean that it's not annoying!
Hey, you wanna hear me yodel?
Well, why would I want to hear you yodel?
Yule.
Oh, now I get it, because it's extremely annoying!
Hey, what are you doing? Stop hitting yourself!
Ow!
Hey, what are you doing with your arm? Why are you hitting yourself with your own arm?
I'm not hitting myself with my own arm! You're hitting me with my own arm, and it is annoying me!
The Evil Annoyance is getting so annoyed!
I think it's working!
Hey, Evil Annoyance, you want to play 52 card pickup?
Ooh, well, that sounds like a fun game!
Okay, here's how you play. Here's 52 cards, and now you pick them up!
What? This isn't fun! It's barely even a game! Why are you being so annoying?
Well, looky here! What a coincidence! It's my good friend Celine Dion. I think she wants to sing you a song.
What?
Near, far, wherever you are.
No! Please, not Celine Dion! I can't stand this! I'm so annoyed! I give up!
Pat, you did it!
You beat the Evil Annoyance by being annoying.
I truly am an annoying hero. That's right, kids. If something annoys you, just make sure you do something more annoying. More annoying than the thing that was annoying you in the first place.
So if you want to beat something that's annoying, you just have to be more annoying than...
Bob, that voice of yours, it's grating. I can't listen to it.
Sorry.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. Where are you right now?
I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Is that where you live?
No. We're just visiting.
Where do you live the rest of the time?
I live in Virginia, right out of D.C.
Got it. You're one of those people. I love it when people are like, oh, I'm from the D.C. area or I'm from Virginia. And I'm like, well, where? And they're like, don't worry about it. It's just the D.C. area. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
So, Mary, we for a long time thought that your story, Secret Agent Pat E. Peeves, which we performed, I think, 2 years ago, we thought you were in pre-K, but actually, that was a mistake with the online form, right?
Yeah.
So how old were you really when you wrote the story?
I was 11.
Okay, so what is that, like fifth grade?
Yeah.
And what grade are you in now?
I'm going into eighth grade.
Oh, awesome. So was that weird? When you were listening to the story, and you probably heard me say, this story is by someone who's in the pre-K. And then I said your name. What did that feel like?
It felt like kind of funny, I guess.
Good. So you didn't take it too hard.
Yeah.
I remember thinking like, wow, this is a really good story for someone who probably can't write yet. But I just shrugged it off. So, Mary, do you remember how you got the idea for your story?
Well, I have seen all the Spy Kids movies like 4 times. And at some point, the older sister always gets upset with the younger brother because he does something really obnoxious. So when I heard that you guys were doing something about pet peeves, I automatically thought of the Spy Kids movies.
Nice.
So,
what's the best Spy Kids movie?
Probably The Island of Dreams.
What number in the series is that? Do you remember?
I think that's the second one.
I've heard a lot about these movies, never seen them. They sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you wanted to have a secret agent who was annoying?
Yes.
That's awesome. So you're going into eighth grade. Are you excited?
As Pinkie Pie once said, I'm very nervous-sided.
Wait, who's Pinkie Pie?
My Little Pony.
Oh, amazing. I'm nervous-sided? What did it say?
She said, I am nervous-sided, which is a combination of the word nervous and excited.
What are you excited about and what are you nervous about?
I'm excited about all the cool privileges I get in eighth grade, but I'm nervous about the challenge that it's putting before me.
Is eighth grade still middle school where you are at?
Yeah, it's the last grade of middle school.
Okay, so you'll be in the same school that you were in before?
Yeah.
It's just that eighth grade is like top dog at that school.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more pressure.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Do you still write a lot of stories?
I haven't submitted any to the Story Pirates recently, but I'm trying to write a book right now.
Oh, really? What are you writing?
I'm trying to write like a fantasy adventure kind of story.
Fantasy?
Kind of like Lord of the Rings.
Oh, cool. How long have you been writing it?
I've been working on it for the past 6 weeks, but I only have like 3 pages done.
I always imagine writing a fantasy book like Lord of the Rings, there's a lot of world building. Like you have to sort of figure out what the entire universe of that story is, right? You must have to do some of that before you can write too much, right?
Yeah. Like when I first started working on it, I had to do a map before I could do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I am always changing the names of the places.
I love the maps in the Tolkien books.
Yeah. Those are probably my favorite books of all time.
Have you read them more than once, or?
I've read each one twice at least.
Wow. I remember reading those and just being obsessed with all the maps.
Yeah. Sometimes the maps will have like the runes and stuff on them, and I try to translate them.
Oh, really? So, like, is it Elvish? Is that the name?
Yeah, the Dwarvish and the Elvish and stuff. I have a key to translating all those
characters
into English.
You're my hero. Is it hard to translate?
The only problem is their language is very, the sounds match the letters, and it's not very grammatically correct.
Right.
But once you get past that, it's fairly easy.
Can you speak any Elvish? Or Dwarvish?
Most of the stuff from the movies.
Can you say one word for me just so I can hear it?
I can say my favorite Galadriel line.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay. Iamaz Prestaren, which means the world has changed.
Was that Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
Man.
She's my hero.
She's awesome.
Yes.
That's so cool. Are there any other, what other like fantasy books have you read?
I just started the Aragorn series for the first time.
Oh, cool.
Those are pretty good so far. I also really love the Rick Riordan books.
Is that like Lightning Thief and stuff like that?
Yeah, like Percy Jackson, Heroes of Olympus and stuff.
Right, right, right. But Lord of the Rings, top.
Yes.
And what's your favorite Lord of the Rings book?
Gee, you put forth a puzzler for me. I would say probably the last one.
Return of the King?
Yeah. Despite what they did in the movie, I still like that book the best.
Did you read the books before you saw the movies?
Yeah.
I also read the books before I saw the movies, and I think I was number one disappointed with the Two Towers movie.
Okay, but they did add some cool things.
Like, what did they add?
A bunch of stunts and stuff.
Having read the book, I was so excited because isn't the spider at the end of Two Towers, the book, but in the movie, it's in Return of the King?
Yeah. I thought that was disappointing to see how they took something so important from that one book and put it in another one.
Yeah. I mean, because in my head, it was all building to that moment.
Yeah.
And then when it didn't happen, I was like, oh.
I did like how they ended it with a cliffhanger.
Yes. A cliffhanger is always a good thing.
Yes.
So, Mary, as a prolific writer of fantasy and other genres, do you have any advice for kids out there that want to write their own story but maybe don't know how to start?
Sure. I'd say if you're trying to write a book or story or anything in terms of writing, I would go for your idea, and if a new idea comes along, you can edit that first idea to include your second idea, but don't automatically give up on your idea.
Mm.
I said idea a lot.
I think that's great advice, because one of the hardest things about making something or writing something sometimes is feeling like you have to have it all figured out beforehand and not just being able to start and let new ideas come in. And at the same time, feeling like if there was something you didn't think of in the middle after you've already started, not giving up on your original idea. So that's great.
Yeah.
Does the land in your book or the world in your book have a name?
The land I have isn't a land. It is a bunch of land that is one island. It's three lands that is one big island, and then there's another island. So I have so far Besmontai, Nantonia, and Dundora as the main island. And then my island that is home to the evil people is called Midloth.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. I can't wait to read it. If you ever finish it, I hope you'll send it to me. Mary, thanks for talking to me today.
No problem. It was fun.
If you want to see Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan, and we feature new stories every week with kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find out our full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. You can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life, also at storypirates.com. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we will see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out.
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.